What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Live Better Now podcast. I'm your host, Life Coach Zach, and today we're going to be talking about running your first half marathon. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, ugh, another podcast about running and endurance training, this isn't for me. Well, you know, you can hit next and you can watch another episode. However, if you want to hear a testimony from someone who went through the Live Better Now run group, who accomplished their first half marathon, and you want to hear about her experience and how running a half marathon changed her life, then you should stick around. So back in mid to late June, I made a post on Instagram that said, I'm going to train 5 to 10 people to run their first 10K or half marathon. Shoot me a DM if you're interested. And I probably had anywhere between 25 to 35 people that DM'd me. And I interviewed all these people because I don't just work with someone who says yes to the call to action. I work with people that are committed and I work with people that are going to take it serious. So I took the time out of my day to interview these 25 to 30 people. And I asked them questions as to why they wanted to accomplish this, how they're going to accomplish this, and how serious their commitment truly was. Now, the one non-negotiable or the one commitment, I guess, that I needed from these people was that they had to sign up for an organized race. When I say organized race, I mean a race that their city or town or state is putting on. They have to pay the money and they have to show up on race day. And I had all of them sign a contract that says if they do not show up on race day, they have to pay me $100, okay? Because we gotta have some skin in the game, all right? We got to have something to lose. Not to go off topic here, but when I help people that need help and I help people for free, they don't make as much progress as the people that pay the full price to work with me, okay? So even though you look at, hey, I'm going to hire Zach and I'm going to pay him, you know, multiple four figures to work with him, and oh my God, that's so much money. Is it worth it? You're going to get more out of it the more money you pay. It sounds ridiculous, and I might come off extremely salesy when I say this, but it's the truth. The more you have to lose, the more seriously you're going to take it. So all these people had to lose was $100. And this is a little off topic, but let me get back to the point here. The point is this, I've now been working with these people for over 3 months. And my guest today, Precious, was the first person to run her race. And she dominated. She had an amazing race. She finished strong. And I'm super proud of her. And I wanted to have her on the podcast to ask her a few questions about her experience in the run club, her experience on race day, her experience training for this half marathon, which is a massive goal, and how her life changed because of it, and how this made a positive impact in the way she does everything, whether it's how she spends her weekends, or what time she goes to sleep, or what she eats every day throughout the week. And we're going to get these answers. And Precious came to me as someone who was already a high performer. Precious is someone who is in grad school, who already works out often, who is very consistent and can execute important tasks throughout her day. So I by no means, you know, made this girl who she is today, and I'm not claiming that. But my point is this, is even though she's such a high performer, even though she already is doing amazing in life, training for this half marathon just helped her level up. And it's as simple as that. This half marathon helped her level the up. She leveled up. Okay, so here we go. Here's the interview with Precious. To all those people out there, if you're listening and you're interested in the run club, you can head over to lifecoachzach.com/livebetternowrunclub, or you can go to the website. It'll be pretty easy to navigate. You can DM me on Instagram, and I can give you some more info about the run club. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode of the podcast. And if you haven't already left a review or followed the podcast, please, please do so. It really helps the algorithm and it helps get this podcast out to more people that need to hear it. So Precious, how has life been since you completed your first half marathon?
Life has been truly amazing. Like, just seeing all the support from my friends and family after completing my half marathon was just incredible. Like, my heart felt so full afterwards.
Yeah, I saw your Facebook post, and it looks like you brought a good crowd out there, friends and family. Did you tell them when you first started training for your half marathon? Like, how did that go about getting all your support around you for the race?
Yeah, absolutely. So I told my close family whenever I started training for it that I was going to be doing a half marathon, because it's something I'd never done. So obviously the news is exciting. I want to tell everyone about it. So I told my family, and then I told a couple friends here or there, like when I would see them and everything. And then one of my friends that came to support me during the race, she actually runs marathons and half marathons, and she's a pacer and everything. So I told her, and I kind of asked her like what tips she had, and she was helpful along the way.
Oh, that's good. So what made you want to run a half marathon?
Well, I'm in my final semester of grad school, so that's an accomplishment that I am about to achieve soon. And I just figured, why not add something else to the list? I love to work out and mostly do weightlifting, but probably about 2 years ago, I got into running just from some friends. They were like, you should try running out. And I was like, okay, like, we'll see. And I tried it, and it was fine. I just did like 2 miles probably, maybe two times a week. So nothing major. And I also lifted weights while doing that. So I was like, why not push myself to do one other challenge?
Right. Now, question for you. Did you already commit to running a half marathon, or was it my Instagram post that kind of gave you the boost to get started? Tell me more about how it actually went down.
Yeah, so it was definitely the Instagram post. So I was a part of the 1% Better group that Zach runs on Instagram, sending off like motivational posts and like just how to be better in your life every day. So he mentioned something about a 10K half marathon or marathon. And it's like, well, that's interesting. Like, let me just see what this is about. So ended up connecting with you, and you kind of just inspired me. And I was like, okay, let me just try something new. Like, there's plenty of time to train and prepare for it. So it's not like something random I'm just going to go ahead and do. So let me just give it a try.
Good. And are you glad you did?
Absolutely. Like, it's incredible what I've learned over this process. Just, I've been trying to implement a lot of discipline into my life even leading up to this. And this was just another thing to kind of put it to the test.
Really?
On like, how disciplined can I be? How focused can I be to like really achieve this goal?
Right. Yeah. And to give all you guys listening a little more context on the backstory, I made an Instagram post. I think it was back in June, maybe even July. And I said, hey, I'm going to train 5 people for free to run their first half marathon or 10K. And I had probably about 25 or so people reach out. Out of the 25 people that reached out, the only requirement I had for them, for me to train them for free, was they had to sign up for an organized race in their town. And Precious was one of the 10, 12 people that ended up committing to a race, signed up for a half marathon. We did a Zoom call, and then we did weekly check-ins. The plan was very simple, guys. It was 2 runs during the week, around 20 to 30 minutes, and then 1 long run every single weekend. And Precious was the first person to finish her half marathon, and she killed it. What was your time, Precious?
Oh, I'd have to look it up. It was definitely over the 2 hours. I think it was like 2 hours and 46 minutes. Yeah.
Amazing. Great job. And did you finish feeling strong? Actually, no. Let me take half a step back. What was the hardest part about race day?
The hardest part about race day was just the unknowns for me. Like, when I'm talking about the pre-race before actually running it, the hardest part was just all the unknowns, because I've never ran a race at all. So I don't know anything about, like, what race day is like, what the start line is like, all of those different logistical type of things. And because it's a pretty long race, you have to go to a different starting line versus the finish line. So figuring all of that out, which actually the run that I did, they had it set up very well. Like, they bussed us from the start line or from, the finish line to the start line. And then we were able to go. So it was very, very well put together. But that was very new for me. So kind of getting ready for that. And in order to prepare for that, I drove the race course before I actually did the race. So I kind of had an idea of what I was getting myself into. And then just trying to read all the notes and the information that they posted beforehand, because obviously there's, like I said, a lot of logistics with it.
Well, Precious, you are the first person to finish. And even though you did have a background in fitness, you do lift weights, you have ran in the past, there are people in this group that have never really ran ever in their life, and they're accomplishing 2 mile runs and 3 mile runs, and some of them even 6 mile runs on their long run during the weekend. And this is a commitment that is going to strengthen your self-discipline. And Precious is the first finisher, and she finished really strong, and super proud of her. So to all those people that are listening, like, if you have ever thought about running a 10K or a half marathon, you know, go ahead and head over to lifecoachzach.com or shoot me a DM on Instagram. All right, Precious, what's next for you? Now that you completed your half marathon, right? We do have a couple more Zoom calls because there's other people that have races in the next month, 2 months or so. What's next for you? What's the next mountain you're going to climb?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to do another half marathon again. I actually, after the race, I was approached at work and someone was like, I saw you on Sunday. And I was like, no way, I was running a race. Is that where you saw me? And they're like, yeah, I saw you at the race. I was running too. And she was asking me, like, am I going to race again? And she was telling me that there's another half marathon coming up, which I'm starting to think about it, because it's like I've already been training pretty much and I would love to do it again. The thing for me is, my headphones died at mile 8. My headphones died at mile 8. So, like, right when I needed that pump up and that push.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that was rough. So I'd love to, like, try it again and see really how much further I can push myself.
Yeah, great job. So over the last, because I think we started working together, the group started, I think, in, like, June, end of June, maybe? Do you remember when it worked?
I remember, because it was like 4th of July weekend, and that's when I had my first long run that was part of our program. So it was the very beginning of July.
Okay. So all of July, all of August, all of September. So 3 months, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any differences in your energy levels, in the way your body looks, in your mental health, your discipline? Have habits changed? This is a commitment. Committing to 3 runs every single week and 1 long run on the weekend, you kind of have to plan your day around your run if you want to stay committed to this. So what was the biggest change you've seen in any of those areas of your life?
Yeah, so in general, I've been trying to implement different habits into my life just to, you know, get better for myself and everything over time. And having to kind of plan my life around these runs has definitely been a challenge, but it's like when you have something you know you want to go after, you make the necessary changes for it, and that's what I had to do. So it was, can't go out with my friends on Friday night because I have my Saturday morning long run, and for that I also attend meditation sessions on Saturday morning, so I have to get the run in before the meditation session, and I got to be up early. So it's like I'm not going out with my friends. Or it's my eating habits. I was strictly eating meal prep of probably like ground turkey, rice, sweet potatoes, and like broccoli or something. That was pretty consistent. So really going out to dinner with friends, it's like, okay, maybe once or twice, but it's not something I'm doing all the time. It's mostly going to be that meal prep that I have to go to the store, think ahead of time, plan out different things like that. So this being a part of this program didn't just help me in running. It just helped me be more disciplined in all other areas of my life. And it really showed me what I need to do to have success in different areas.
Amazing. I'm so happy for you. What advice do you have for someone that is listening that's never ran a half marathon? Maybe they're on the fence about thinking about trying this out. What's some advice you have for them?
I would say just do it. Like, of course, starting out is going to be very different than the finish. Like you had asked before, how does my body look? Different things like that. It's definitely more fit. I can have energy. You know, going up the stairs does not get me out of breath because my cardiovascular activity is really up there now. But the advice I would say is it's going to be hard in the beginning. You're going to have those tough days, maybe tough weeks. I had runs where they just, it wasn't it, you know what I mean? But you have to push yourself and it really is so worth it in the end. Like, you can really do this. If I can do this, anyone else can do this. It just takes dedication and you have to know what you're going for.
That's it. Good. Is that the medal you received hanging in the background?
Yeah, should I grab it?
Yeah, let's see it.
Okay.
Let's go. And that's forever. That medal is forever. No one can take that away from you. Let's see.
It really is.
Wow. Oh, that's a nice one.
It's pretty hefty.
That's legit.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go. All right. So you're chasing medal number two. When's the next race?
Oh, I don't know. They said there's one in the fall, so we'll see. I really need to focus on finishing up grad school, though, so we'll see what happens.
Question, I never asked you, actually. Did you end up wearing gloves during the race?
I actually didn't. So the weather was playing games with me because the week before the race, it said that it was going to be raining. So I was mentally preparing for it to be pouring down, raining, like the whole forecast, the whole morning of the race was supposed to be rain. And then middle of the week before race day, I looked at the forecast again and the rain had cleared up. So I was happy. I was like, this is going to be good. And then the morning of race day, I brought my gloves because it's starting to get cooler now that it's fall. But the morning of race day, it was actually warm outside. So I didn't even need them. They just got left in my car. It was perfect.
Love that. Good.
Yeah. Look, like on the race day, the weather was absolutely the best it could be. The sun was shining. I was watching the sunrise over the lake as we were passing it.
Let's go. Race day is something else. You know, you train so much, so many weeks, so many months for just like one race. And then you show up to race day and there's perfect weather and you do well. Like, that is just one of the best days of the year, for sure.
It really was so memorable. And like, honestly, I just want to say to my friends, like, thank you guys for your support because I had some friends, they made some t-shirts for me. It was awesome. They were there at like almost every stop of the race cheering me on. And then at the end, I had more friends and family there. And it, like, the support that I got has just brought me such a long way. Like I said, my heart is so full. Even my family that couldn't be there because they live in another state, like getting all of their cheers. We had this app during the race, so they would send cheers as I was running, and it was just incredible.
Amazing. Well, you have a great support system, but let me tell you something, Precious. That says a lot about you. That says a lot about who you are as a person, that they love you that much, they care about you that much, and they want to prove their support to you because you're a really good friend and you're an amazing person that they have in their lives. So whatever you're doing, keep it up, all right?
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. This was an awesome conversation. And to all those people listening, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, Audible, don't forget to hit follow, leave an honest review. We recommend 5 stars. Precious, thank you so much again for
thank
hopping
you
on the podcast.
For everything, for the guidance, for the coaching. I can't thank you enough.
Absolutely. And this is not going to be the last time we talk. We're going to stay in touch. And if you ever need help or support with anything else, you know exactly who to call.
Absolutely.
All right, Precious. Have a great day.
You too.